Israeli air raids on the Gaza Strip have continued for a sixth day despite calls for a truce, with the overall death toll reaching 105, according to medical sources. A media center was targeted for a second time today when Israeli fighter jets hit the Shahrukh Tower in Gaza City. The building houses Palestinian and international media outlets, including Britain's Sky News, Saudi-owned Al Arabiya, and the official Hamas broadcaster Al-Aqsa TV. On Sunday, the health ministry said 8 journalists were injured when the Shahrukh Tower and another media building used by a local Al-Quds TV were hit. An Israeli government spokesperson denied that Israel was targeting journalists. Instead, he told Al Jazeera that the targets of the attacks on media centers were Hamas communications equipment. Meanwhile, activists worldwide are mobilizing protests against Israel's current military campaign against Hamas in Gaza. Anti-Israeli protests have been seen in Egypt, Malaysia, the UK, Iran, Canada, and the US, among other places. Here in New York, daily demonstrations have been seen outside the Israeli mission to the United Nations and in front of the UN itself. Today at 5 p.m., protesters again mobilized in front of the Israeli consulate. WBAI's Sally O'Brien spoke with Sarah Flounders, co-director of the International Action Center and one of the protest organizers.
Israel is making many threats and will do horrendous damage, as they already are doing, attacking hospitals, homes, government buildings, everything that has been created and rebuilt at such effort. The major communications center also threatening journalists. All of these targets really are considered war crimes, every single one of them. It is a war that is with full U.S. support, equipment, and financing. It's up to the people of the whole world to stand with Palestine at this moment. And the response around the world has been powerful.
I know that within Israel itself, there's been significant demonstrations.
Yes, there are demonstrations because now the Israelis, they feel the consequences of the criminal acts of their own government. This is no longer a war where right within Israel, people can be playing volleyball on the beach at the very time that in Gaza the population is being pounded. This time, because the Palestinians are able to hit back, the whole population feels it. And of course, for a long time, there have been many, many people within Israel who have opposed their criminal government, who refuse to participate in these attacks. But that number will surely grow as the consequences of this hit the whole population.
What is the main so-called justification for this on the part of the Israelis?
Well, there is no justification. I mean, this is a cheap election maneuver, some are saying, hoping to get the population behind them. That's Netanyahu's aim. But there's no possible justification. They claim it is that the Palestinians have fired missiles, but every single one of these attacks have come after an Israeli attack. And that was true just days ago, where there were Israeli tanks, huge earth movers, who were actually within the Palestinian lines, within the lines of Gaza, when they were attacked in self-defense and then followed by the bombing, followed by the assassination of the Palestinian defense minister.
It's interesting. This is coming right after the elections here in the United States. And, of course, the only thing that we've heard from the White House so far is that President Obama has said that the Israelis have a right, that any state has a right to defend itself.
Yes, this is a completely one-sided response, not a line of mention of the Palestinians who are under bombardment. Mm-hmm. It's as if the missiles go only one way, and of course they go completely and overwhelmingly in the opposite direction.
Is there evidence in the United States that a large majority of people don't agree with this latest incursion into Gaza?
I think that the media is overwhelmingly powerful, and that has an impact, but certainly support for the Palestinian people and for the boycott, divest, sanction movement has grown in an enormous way. And there's hardly a campus today in the U.S. where this isn't a strong movement. this is really an entirely changed issue from what it was 10 and 20 years ago when there was complete support for the Zionists, unquestioned support. Now from the population, that is no longer true. It's true in Congress because this is almost a requirement to hold a congressional seat, but it no longer is true in the population as a whole.
As somebody who's written a lot of books on the Middle East and has been doing a lot of work in this area, did you see this coming? Was this unexpected?
You never know exactly when an attack will come. I will say, though, that the attacks go on continually, not at this scale, but in past times that I have been in Gaza, and I've been several times, including under the worst times of the blockade, that have gone on completely unrelentingly now, more than 5 years. But during that entire time, Israel continues to bomb Gaza, the largest really surrounded concentration camp in every sense. This is today's Warsaw Ghetto, and always Israel is attacking and bombing on a day-to-day basis. But now it's hundreds of missiles raining in and also targeted assassinations happening.
And of course, the UN and Ban Ki-moon has come out against this. And I'm wondering where you see this going this week. Do you think that there's going to be any kind of diplomatic resolution to this?
I think the UN is responding in some way because there's a new reality on the ground today. This is not even the situation of 4 years ago with the situation in Egypt. This is no longer the possibilities for Israeli actions to be cost-free. Now the impact will be felt and the opposition will be felt. There will be demonstrations continuing on Monday and Tuesday, and as long as this phase of the Israeli onslaught continues, there will be people in the hundreds and in the thousands standing up to this latest Zionist attack and also opposing the complete support coming from Washington.
Sarah Flounders is co-director of the Manhattan-based International Action Center. She spoke with WBAI's Sally O'Brien.